Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey, Alex here. Welcome to the Market Adventures podcast, where I believe that everyone should be able to participate and secure their future through stock market. If you're new, I can't wait to connect with you. And if you're an OG and you've been listening to this podcast for a while now, just know that I love and appreciate you. You're the only reason why I'm creating this content. Now, we originally had an interview set for today, but with the scary moves in the market yesterday, I had to throw this episode out there to give you a little context. Make sure you're here tomorrow, though. Our guest retired to travel the world at 35 years old. You're going to learn so much from him. Without further ado, let's jump into the episode. So most people probably noticed that the U.S. stock market was down, but basically the whole world was down, 2% or more. Very few countries had markets in the green. When I say if you look at a chart, there's probably like 2 or 3 countries in the world, maybe 4, that had markets that weren't red. Everybody else was blood red. Now, here's a few important headlines that are circling around, right? China and U.S. tensions rising, like we saw with Trump, except this time it's not trade, it's cybersecurity, right? The U.S. is officially accusing China, along with other countries, that they hacked Microsoft. Now, Microsoft has software that's being used all around the world. So you can imagine other countries are also upset because their businesses use Microsoft as well. So they officially blamed China out loud. COVID, the Delta variant, making more headlines in the U.S. Travel restrictions around the world are being reimposed. And mask recommendations and mandates regardless of vaccination status. So even if you're vaccinated, in some places you have to wear a mask again. Now, in addition to that, right, we have data around the world showing that the economic recovery has slowed and possibly peaked. And most of us know that the government assistance has gone down a lot. We have child tax credits going out, but the employment assistance has gone down around the world. They've also eased how much money they're putting into the market. So the broader market for just the world is slowing down, which is normal, but I guess the market is just kind of reacting to that realization based on the data. Another reason that people have been thrown around is the rapid move in bond yields to the downside, which means that there's more demand for bonds. Our bonds are printing like 1.2% return. People have been buying stocks because you can get way bigger returns in stocks. But when people feel like the stocks are more risky, they move into bonds because bond yields or bond returns are more secure than stocks are. Now, if you combine the rapid movement in the bonds with tech weakness and the crypto outflows, right, people not going into crypto as much and the Bitcoin obviously going down 50% from its highs, this is all suggesting that people are going more risk off, which means they're moving out of potential higher gains for more secure gains. Bonds and dividend-paying stocks are more secure returns than you get like from tech stocks. Now, that's a theory. Another theory, right? So we've hit like 3 or 4 theories already. Another theory that Jim Cramer says, actually, from CNBC, that there's an oversupply of equities, right? There's not enough demand or cash to buy it up. He's saying that the rampant IPOs and SPACs have been kind of flooding the market with potential buying opportunities, And because there's so much supply, and now the cash is dwindling because of people, you know, the stimulus is running out, the free money from the government is running out. All that money was filling that demand, was filling that supply, right, from the SPACs and the IPOs and the direct listings and things like that, of new companies coming out. The government was essentially fueling that because they were giving us free money. Now that free money has stopped and he believes that the SPACs and IPOs are continuing, the supply is overwhelming the demand, right? And that's in turn calling stocks with high valuations to fall under their own weight and come back to pricing that people are willing to buy. That's another theory. And some honorable mentions that weren't like super big in the headlines are the infrastructure package is falling, right? They're losing support and that's dwindling. They have weather overseas, right? The flooding in Europe. And then we have the OPEC deal, right? Now they're okaying an increase in supply, right? You're increasing the supply of oil, crude oil, going back into the market. And the demand, essentially, with decreasing economic output, right, it doesn't correlate well, right? You're increasing the amount of oil going out there, but economies are slowing down and their use or need for oil is going down. And those two things are kind of polar opposites, right? They're supposed to be going in tandem and they're not. So, I mean, those are some things that are being talked about. You're going to hear a bunch of people saying one thing is more impactful than the other. But here's the truth, right? The honest truth. Nobody knows. The only people in the world that know why stocks are going down is the people who chose to hit the sell button. They chose to sell a bunch of stocks for a reason that they know, and they don't work for the media, right? A reason that they know. And the people who decided, okay, well, other people are selling, the people who would normally be buying decided not to buy, right? So they didn't show up to buy, stocks going down. Those people know why they didn't choose to buy, right? They may have chosen not to buy for a different reason than the sellers chose not to sell. There are so many different reasons why people decided to interact with the market or not interact with the market that nobody knows. The news, as we've talked about before on here, is meant to get us hyped, right? Meant to get our blood going, meant to get us excited. So they put the headlines in red and bright yellow. They have to sit and pinpoint one or two things and bring experts in to give their opinion. But the ultimate thing is that nobody knows. Everyone's given a hypothesis, right? An educated guess. If you look at just technical analysis, right, where you take all the people out of it, you just look at the charts and what the charts are telling people, telling us what people are doing. You couldn't have seen this coming, but some things line up. Right? If the S&P is high, if the S&P is high on the indicators are turning and something big happens, you couldn't have predicted something big happening, but the technical analysis showed us that people were a lot weaker on the buy side than the sell side at a certain point, right? So, I mean, not to go ahead and throw technical analysis out there like I'm pitching it like a vacuum salesman, but we don't want to get too caught up in what these guys are saying on TV. It is important to listen. Like I said, I was listening to Jim Cramer. I'm listening to all these experts talk about it so I can understand the lingo, understand what they're saying and how they think things correlate. And maybe in the future, they will correlate like that again because people respond with emotions. And if emotions drive stock price, something else comes out that's emotional and they react the same way again. It's important to know those emotional points. But to say that the stock fell because of this reason or because of that reason, because of COVID, because of China, nobody knows. All we know is that there are several points and some of them are getting accentuated more than the others. All we can do is look at the charts, read the charts, make our decisions based on what we see on the charts. And then if things fall into line for us, great. If they don't, hit our stop loss, we get out of the play and we wait for a setup, which is what we're doing moving forward into this week, right? So we're going to let things kind of die down. I talked about this yesterday, right? If you remember yesterday in the outro, I talked about kind of letting the market die down a little bit and let's see what's going to happen, right? And something big happened. So now we wait and see which direction is the market going to go. And then we just jump on the wave, right? As a surfer, we don't try to make the waves ourselves. We wait for the wave to come and we jump on the wave. So today and probably tomorrow, let's just be patient, keep our eyes and our ears open, and see what the charts are telling us. With yesterday's sell-off, I've spent the night going through stocks to find if anything fell into our criteria zone to put that money from our $20 challenge back to work. It's been sitting there. We haven't been using it. We're at $21.91. It's not a great deal of money. It's been almost a week and a half since you're probably itching to use it. But this is part of the game. Patience. We're sitting on a gain. We're sitting on profits, free money. Let's wait for another opportunity, a good opportunity to make some more profit. So when you find it, you'll hear it here. You'll also get it in the Discord. So again, make sure you go to the marketadventures.co website. That's our website, our community's website. Jump in the Discord. I'll see you tomorrow for our expert guest interview. This has been your host, Alex Cunningham, saying be well. And remember, as you begin searching for answers to life's challenges, don't seek security. Seek adventure.